The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
He is on the board of the directors at the St. Louis Fed. In fact, Brian Jordan is the CEO of First Horizon National Corporation. It's a large bank holding company based in Memphis, which is a key city in the St. Louis Fed district. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope next time you'll be at the bank and we can meet in person, or we'll come see you in Memphis.
I look forward to it. I'll be there later this evening.
Oh, well, good, because it's the Homer Jones Memorial Lecture. It's really the most important event that the St. Louis Fed holds every year, as you well know. I want to ask you, Brian, a bit about more about the bank. You're based in Tennessee. You know, we speak to some of your people at FTN Financial, mm-hmm. So we're well acquainted with your team. Tell us more about the business you're in. I know you do a lot of wealth management in addition to banking.
Yeah, we sure do. It's our business. I got to brag a little bit. We turned 150 years old earlier this month, or late.
Happy birthday.
March 25th. Yeah, we were founded in 1864. We've been in the banking business in Memphis, and we've actually been headquartered here on Madison Avenue in Memphis for 150 years now. We have two major businesses. One, the core banking business that was founded in 1864. And then, as you mentioned, our fixed income business, FTN Financial, which was basically founded or built over the last 80, 85 years. Our banking business is principally centered here in the state of Tennessee. We're the number one deposit share as measured by the FDIC data in the state. We have a number one share in four of the five major MSAs here in the state. It's a broad-based product set. Mm-hmm. We serve everything from retail consumer customers, private client, wealth management, including trust and brokerage, all the way through a very deep and broad commercial product set.
Brian, you're 150 years old, as you say. You're 50 years older than the actual St. Louis Federal Reserve. To what do you attribute the longevity of First Horizon? Because goodness knows there have been many cycles, many recessions, and hundreds and thousands of bank failures along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. There have been, and I attribute it to two things, and it's basically centered around people. It's having great people calling on our customers and building strong, deep relationships. And the other is we've had a long and deep commitment to seeing our communities be successful. So our people working to make sure our customers and our communities are successful is what has made us successful over that mm-hmm. extended period.
How does the economy around you look? Bankers get a kind of a view, right? You get an eyeball on this because people are coming in, they're asking for loans, and you're getting to look at their financial health. You're seeing if demand for certain kinds of loans are rising. Are we flat? Are you flat? Is the region growing? What's your sense of the economy right now where you are?
The Tennessee economy is a diverse economy, so it differs by where you are in the state. The middle part of the state is driven by health care, so that's been more steady and growing faster. Western part is more influenced by what's happening in transportation. FedEx is headquartered here in Memphis, as an example. And then on the east, you have more manufacturing. Overall, it's continuing to get better. It's moving forward at a modest pace. But loan growth is still fairly tepid, as I would describe it. It's not overly hot at this point, but it is picking up. We're seeing some encouraging signs, and we believe that we'll continue to see progress throughout 2014 and in 2015.
You know, Brian, many bankers can't wait for the Fed to begin to increase interest rates because there'll be a bit more of a spread, perhaps. There'll be more of an incentive to make loans as well. Would you be looking forward to that day?
Yeah, absolutely. We're, Kathleen, looking forward to seeing rates pick up because we do pick up more spread on existing credit. But I would suggest that all the bankers in the industry right now are looking for every good loan that we can make. I think it would be a positive sign when rates tick up that borrowers in the economy are picking up at an even greater pace. And I think that's a thing that will be encouraging for a number of reasons. One, because of our margin, and two, because the economy is continuing to get better.
Directors of boards at the Federal Reserve District banks don't set policy, but they provide information, they advise. What kind of advice are you providing to the St. Louis Fed in terms of your sense of the economy of business and what the appropriate stance and direction of policy is?
Well, that's exactly right. We provide, in this case, Jim Bullard, with information quite frequently throughout the year about what's going on in the economy as we see it and what we see in customer behaviors and actions. And the dialogue has been much like we just had in the last few minutes. We see the economy recovering at a modest pace. We still see some influence of uncertainty in the economy, that borrowers are still concerned to some extent about the direction, overall direction of the economy, what's happening in the timing as it relates to interest rates, and should I borrow now, should I borrow later? And to some extent, what's happening in Washington as it relates to various regulations, health care, Dodd-Frank, so on and so forth. So continued progress, but general uncertainty is driving a little slower progress than we would like.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.